Hi, we're here with Phil Betts from IOSH, Senior Policy and Technical Advisor. We're here at Emirates Stadium for the launch event of Men's Health Week. Phil, can you tell us principally why IOSH is here today?
Well, we're here today principally to launch the new module of our Occupational Health Toolkit, which is about heart disease and promoting well-being and good health in the workplace and what employers can do to help promote that and improve the health of their workers, which will result in people actually being at work longer because they're not off ill. But the toolkit is very useful. It's got elements about signs and symptoms, but also information about rehabilitating people who are ill back into the workforce, or making allowances for people who have got a current condition. It is quite important because in the UK at the moment, there's 1.5 million people have had some form of heart disease or heart attack, and it's important that we can get these people back into work so that they can be fully active. Mm.
Now, I think from a historical point of view, that being men and being not very good at maybe looking at symptoms and acting upon symptoms, what can IOSH do together with workplaces to really get this message across to men that they need to look after their health?
Yes, that's a very important point you've raised there, because women historically have been very good at looking at their own well-being and are very good at looking after their own health and taking the message from the various medical professions, whereas men, we just seem to ignore it, get on, we don't want to talk about it. Perhaps some of the messages haven't been tailored for men, and maybe we need to look at focusing and targeting on men. I should know, I've lost two grandparents, my father, two uncles and a brother, all to various heart diseases. And so it is a really important message to get across to the male population.
Sure. And just finally, you mentioned we have the OSH toolkit there. So how can businesses use that?
Well, this is one of the free resources that IOSH offer, and they can go onto the webpage, which is ohtoolkit.iosh, and they can read through various clues on spotting symptoms or rehabilitation or what you can do to improve well-being in the workplace. We also have some other technical guides, again free, that people can use to actually improve or look at case studies for well-being programs.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, well, thanks for taking your time to talk to us today, Phil, and all the best.
Thank you.